Hi everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're going to be talking about something that's all too familiar to many of us, anxiety. It's a nagging worry before the big event, stress over something that might be happening in the future, could happen, may happen, the fear of what others might think or say to us. Anxiety can creep up on us in so many ways, affecting every part of our mood and how we live our lives. Really have a disabling effect. But here's the thing. What if we're looking at anxiety all wrong? What if instead of just seeing it as something we need to get rid of, we can use it to understand ourselves better? And that's what Carl Jung, one of the most influential psychologists of the 20th century, believed. Jung didn't see anxiety as just something to manage. He saw it as a message from our deeper selves, signaling that something inside us needs attention. So today we'll explore Carl Jung's unique approach to anxiety and see how it compares and contrasts with modern therapy models like cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. Stick around because we'll go over some practical tips that blend both approaches, helping you manage and understand your anxiety in a whole new way. Let's dive in. So what exactly is anxiety? Modern therapy tends to define anxiety as a response to perceived threats. It's your brain's way of protecting you from danger. Think back to our ancestors who had to be on high alert for predators. Same fight or flight response still kicks in today, but now it's triggered by more stresses like public speaking or financial worries. In short, modern therapy looks at anxiety as something we need to manage, often through strategies that focus on reducing stress or changing thought patterns. Jung, however, had a different take. He didn't see anxiety as something purely negative. Instead, he thought of it as a signal. It was like a message from the unconscious mind trying to tell us something important. He believed anxiety often arises when we're ignoring deeper parts of ourselves, things we've pushed aside, perhaps because they're uncomfortable or don't fit the image of who we are or who we imagine ourselves to be. In Jung's view, anxiety wasn't just a glitch to be managed, it was a call to action, inviting us to look deeper at what's really going on inside. One of Jung's key ideas is the concept of the shadow. Now, the shadow isn't as spooky as it sounds. It's really just a term for the parts of ourselves we try and suppress or deny. These can be emotions, desires, traits that don't align with the person that we think we should be or the person that we should show to the world. For example, if you see yourself as someone who's always agreeable, you might suppress feelings of anger or frustration. But those emotions don't disappear, they get pushed down into the unconscious mind, into what Jung called the shadow. And here's where anxiety comes in. Jung believed that the more we ignore and repress these shadow parts of ourselves, the more tension we create. And that tension often shows up as anxiety. Almost like your unconscious mind saying, hey, don't forget about me. It's like when you shove all your clutter into a closet before your guests come over, and at some point you know that closet's going to burst open. And it won't be pretty. It won't be a pretty sight. So now let's compare this with modern therapy approaches like cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT for short. CBT is all about identifying the thoughts that fuel anxiety and then challenging them. It's a very practical and structured approach. For instance, if you have a thought like, I'm going to fail at this exam, or my life will be ruined, CBT would encourage you to question that thought. What's the evidence of that I'm going to fail? And even if I do fail, will it really ruin my life? By challenging these automatic thoughts, you can start to reduce the intensity of your anxiety. CBT is super effective at helping people manage anxiety. It gives you the tools to change your thought patterns and behaviors, which can make a huge difference in how you feel day to day. But Jung's approach is a bit different. He wasn't as focused on managing the anxiety in the moment. He wanted to look at the things that were causing the anxious thoughts. Unresolved issues or hidden parts of yourself is fueling that anxiety in the first place. So this brings us to the main difference between Jung's approach and CBT. CBT is much more focused on managing symptoms of anxiety. It helps you reframe your thinking and change your behaviors in a way that reduces that anxiety feeling and stopping it being so overwhelming. But Jung saw anxiety as a symptom of something deeper, something that can't be fully resolved just by changing your thoughts. He believed that anxiety was a message from your unconscious mind, often pointing to something unresolved, like a conflict between your conscious self, the person you present to the world, and the unconscious, where the parts of your true self might be hidden. Think of a garden with weeds. Now, CBT is like trimming the weeds down so they don't take over. Helpful for keeping things tidy, short term. Jung would advise you to dig deeper to understand why those weeds keep sprouting up in the first place. He'd want you to examine the soil, the roots, addressing the conditions that allow the weeds to thrive so that you can cultivate a healthier garden overall. So how can we take these two perspectives, Jung's depth psychology and modern therapy like CBT, and use them to manage our anxiety in our everyday lives? Let's dive in and look at some practical tips that can blend both approaches. The first tip that comes from Jung's concept of shadow work. This is about identifying the parts of yourself you've been avoiding or suppressing. It's a process of self-reflection. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can start by simply paying attention to what makes you uncomfortable or anxious. You ask yourself, what emotions am I not letting myself feel? Are there any desires or parts of my personality that I push away because they don't fit my idea of who I am? For example, if you feel anxious in social situations, there might be a part of you that fears rejection. Rather than suppressing that fear, Jung would suggest facing it head on. So shadow work doesn't mean that you have to change who you are or give in to these hidden desires, but it does mean you at least acknowledge them, acknowledge they exist. When you shine a light on your shadow, it just loses some of its power, and that significantly can reduce anxiety. So to make this a regular practice, try journaling about your day-to-day emotions. Reflect on moments where you felt anxious or frustrated. Ask yourself, what was I really feeling? What part of myself might I be suppressing? And over time, this self-reflection can help you gain more insight into your unconscious and reduce the tension and the anxiety that it creates. Now let's talk about a practical technique from CBT that's all about managing anxiety in the moment, thought challenging. This is one of the most effective tools in CBT. It's very simple to practice. When you catch yourself having an anxious thought, like I'm going to fail at this presentation, pause and challenge it. Ask yourself, is there any evidence that I'm going to actually fail? Have I failed presentations in the past? And oftentimes, you'll start to realize that your anxious thoughts aren't based on facts. They're based on fear. And by taking a moment to break down those thoughts, you can reduce their intensity and create some emotional distance from them. So let's say you're anxious about meeting someone new. Your thought might be, they're not going to like me. So using CBT, you'd challenge that thought. You'd say, what proof do I have that this person will like me? Have I met them before? And even if they don't warm up to me immediately, you can ask yourself, does it really matter in the grand scheme of things? See, the more you practice this grounding, rationalizing process, thought challenging really helps you take a step back from anxiety and regain some control of your thoughts rather than letting them control you. And finally, Jung believed that anxiety often arises when our outer lives don't align with our inner selves. In other words, if we're living in a way that doesn't match our true values or desires, that inner tension can fuel the anxiety. So take a moment to think about how you're living your life. Are you doing the things that are meaningful to you? Are you constantly chasing external expectations? Jung would suggest that anxiety can stem from living inauthentically, where you're prioritizing what others expect of you over what truly matters to you. To bring more balance into your life, try this. Write down a list of things that truly matter to you. Your values, passions, and what gives you joy. then compare that list to how you actually spend your time. Now, if there's a big gap between the two, it might be time to make some changes. For example, if you value creativity but rarely make time for it, try setting aside 20 minutes a day for some creative activity, whether it's painting, writing, cooking. Or if you value connection but feel isolated, make an effort to reach out to a friend or a family member more regularly. When we live in a way that honors our true values, we can reduce the inattention that contributes to anxiety. Jung would say that living authentically is one of the keys to resolving the deeper conflicts that fuel anxiety. So to wrap up, remember this, anxiety isn't just something to be managed, it's something that we can learn from. By combining Jung's deeper exploration of the unconscious with the practical tools of modern therapy, we can approach anxiety in a way that not only helps us cope, but it also helps us to grow. Jung's ideas invite us to dig deeper, to listen to our anxiety, and to understand what he's trying to tell us. At the same time, CBT offers us practical tools that we can use in the moment to manage more anxious thoughts and behaviors. But together, these approaches, even though wildly different in the therapy worlds, can really help us find a balance and live more authentically. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you found this helpful, useful, or informative, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with someone who might find it beneficial. You never know how much it might help them. See you next time.